The following Wednesday it snowed and I had a headache, and Charlotte's nephew came to Oversands, as he did every Wednesday on his way home from school. A long walk it must have been too, all the way from the West Dyke, where most of the fishermen's children went to school, if they went at all. He was called Stanley, and his Wednesday presence was as inevitable and unchanging as the rest of the timetable at the Yellow House. The clocks were wound on Sunday evening, the milkman paid and given tea on Monday morning, sitting in the kitchen in the steam of the first wash day of the week. Tuesdays were celebrated by the visitation of Mr. Box of Bogies, the provisions merchants over the marsh, Mr. Box taking the order for delivery in a long greenish notebook and wearing a long greenish coat, which was never removed in the house. He sat at the kitchen table eating Eccles cakes and drinking tea while Charlotte stood over him smiling her smile. Mr. Box was a ferrety man and made me uneasy, because he had slippery red lips and wet eyes, and because he changed, intensified Charlotte. They always stopped talking when I came into the kitchen. Once they were not in the kitchen, but there was a crash from the pantry and a scuffling, and when I went running to see, Charlotte was in there with him and looking at me in a way that said, "There's plenty for you to learn yet, if you ever do." Mr. Box said, "Just check in on the little extras," and sniggered. Wednesday was a weekly festival of house cleaning, and Thursdays were for Father Pocock, the day when Aunt Frances wore a different dress and her cameo brooch and her mother's ruby dress ring. And sometimes there was a big event, like a nun to tea. Friday was the day of the garden lad, who was also the milkman's lad and Mr. Box of Bogies lad. He was a silent, glum boy who was meant to tidy up the privet hedge and saw wood for the week, though he never sawed quite enough. He lurked in the sheds around the yard and looked at me over the stick pile. Once he saw me unexpectedly and dropped a spade on his foot. Once, it was in spring, he came out of the chicken house and said, "Give us a kiss then," turned dark red and ran away.